720 WGN. Damon Chironas is a Chicago criminal defense attorney, but he takes on really high-profile cases. And he was drafted to co-defend Harvey Weinstein by a friend. And as a team, they were there for every bit of that trial. And now we found out today that Harvey Weinstein's conviction has been overturned by an appeals court. Thanks for joining us, Damon. Have you fought for this the whole time? Because I had read that you thought the testimony that was shared that shouldn't have been admitted was an issue the minute you saw it unfold in the courtroom. Is that true?
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me. Absolutely. We have been sort of screaming this to an echo chamber for years. And finally, the Supreme Court of New York has agreed with us that the introduction of three witnesses who weren't logically connected to the charges deprived him of his right to a fair trial. So it's vindicating that this is what we've been arguing all along, and it absolutely impacted the trial. And we're very pleased that there was a reversal for that and other reasons.
So for many of us who are not involved in law, we would think that prior bad behavior would show a pattern that perhaps he could be guilty of the crimes he is charged with. And in the court of law, that is not admitted?
Well, at least in New York. The laws in Illinois are a little bit different. But in New York, the rule is there's a limited amount of reasons you can introduce prior bad act evidence. And what you can't do is introduce it for propensity, which means you can't introduce it to show to the jury that he's a bad guy or he did something bad before. Therefore, he must be guilty of this crime. And that really went to the heart of the Supreme Court's opinion.
And Damon, I have to tell you, I wasn't on the jury. I didn't read all the testimony. I read some of those bombshell reports, and in my mind, he was guilty. How do you keep the court of public opinion from seeping into the courtroom where you're trying to defend a client?
Very difficult. I will say this. I was in the courtroom, and interestingly enough, a lot of the reporters who would write in the newspaper these articles about how great the prosecution was doing would also tell us that they thought we were winning. So you can't always tell what's going on from reading articles in the paper. But the Weinstein trial, when you think about it, it took place at the epicenter of the Me Too movement during probably one of the most prolific times in that entire movement. So it was very difficult to get a fair trial. And within that, we had a judge who just sort of let anything in that the government wanted. And that certainly didn't help our cause.
And I think a lot of women especially would question how you could defend someone like Harvey Weinstein. But you're a lawyer. It's your job to make sure the system works. And you do that by making sure everyone has fair representation. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. I've been representing criminal defendants for over 20 years. And my job is to do the best I can for my client to ensure that the rule of law is upheld and to win. That's certainly part of it. And what happened in this case is our hands were tied. As the Supreme Court of New York basically said that these were egregious errors that denied Mr. Weinstein his right to a fair trial. And it said no matter who the defendant is, no matter what their reputation is, they have to uphold the rule of law. So I have no problem with any of my clients. They hire me to do a job. I do it ethically. I do it vigorously. And, that's what the Constitution demands. And I'm happy to fulfill that role.
Does he have any money left?
Oh, yeah. You have to talk to Harvey about that. I don't know. He's not out of the woods yet. He has a separate conviction in California, and that is up on appeal. And I didn't try that case, but I followed it and did a little bit of consulting on it. And there are some significant appellate issues there as well. So he's now potentially going to be tried again in New York, although that's not a certainty by any means. So, this is step one, and he's certainly going to continue fighting.
And in the appeals process, you no longer represent him, correct?
No, we consulted with the firm. The firm that actually represented him on the appeal was our local counsels at the trial, and we certainly helped on the appeal, and I've kept in touch with my client. And, we did not argue the appeal, though.
Someone says, as a woman, how in the world are you entertaining this topic? Whether or not there's a court mishandling is one thing, and let them figure that out. But there is no doubt that Weinstein is a complete scumbag and sexually abused women. So why are we having this conversation? How do you react to that?
You know, I think that's sort of the problem. You asked the question about the court of public opinion, and people are entitled to their opinions. The person who tweeted that or posted that probably doesn't know much more about Harvey Weinstein than what she's read. And at the end of the day, this case was limited to three alleged victims, and a courtroom is not the same as a town hall or a bar where you get to just speak about anything you want and bring anything in. There are rules, and those rules are meant to protect the very person who just tweeted that. They're meant to protect everyone, including Harvey Weinstein. So the court of public opinion can be whatever it wants to be. But once you walk into a courtroom, rules apply, and the government has to follow them. And they did not in this case.
72 years old. He has 16 years left on the California charges. This one in New York is on appeal. Do you really think he's going to get out of jail at any point before the end of his life?
I don't know, right? That's going to be up to the appellate court. Obviously, he's got more summers behind him than he does in front of him, as they say. But if he can be successful in the Court of Appeals in California, there is certainly a possibility that he could be released. But, you know, that's a story for another day. But he is continuing, certainly, to exercise his rights as a citizen of this country to due process. And he's challenging his convictions.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's great insight. I love how the law works. I love that everyone gets fair representation. And it is interesting what we think outside of the courtroom and what happens in the courtroom and what is legal and not legal. Appreciate you joining us, Damon.
Thank you for having me.
Damon Chironas, it's Chironas and Parenti here in Chicago. A Chicago team is who represented Harvey Weinstein. That's the connection to our city. All right, Lauren's News comes up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago.